Well, Sheila, you know I'm still pretty new here to London, which might be why I don't have too much of a problem with chatting to people on public transport. But anyone who's been on a crowded underground train at rush hour knows the first rule of London etiquette is you stand or you sit quietly on the tube, you read your newspaper, and you just don't bother the person sitting next to you. So now I'm heading down into the station here at Leicester Square because I want to see what people think about this new idea, which would change all of that.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying.
Have you seen the tube chat badges?
No.
The idea is you wear them, and then if someone wants to chat on the tube,
right,
they come up to you and you have a conversation. Just gut reaction, what do you think about something like that here in London?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm from Derby, so it doesn't particularly apply to me, but I think that would be a good thing. Because to be honest with you, when you're on the tube, most people are miserable. So if it creates some kind of conversation, that would be fab.
I probably would not wear them because I don't like talking to people on the tube.
So me coming up to you and bothering you probably doesn't help.
No,
I'm sorry.
We're not on the tube, so it's fine.
Okay. So there's a difference between the platform and the tube.
Yeah.
Why can't you just talk to people? Why do you need a badge?
I noticed coming into the city quite a lot that sort of stern face that everyone puts on. And it'd be nice to perhaps break that up a bit.
I think I'd be too tired in the morning to use it, I think.
Would you wear anything like that, or would you speak?
No, not really.
can you tell me why?
It's strange.
Well, today I definitely found people who would love to wear the badges, as well as those Londoners who'd steer well away from anyone wearing the words tube chat on their coat. Now, I should mention that this has nothing to do with TfL themselves. They say it's not an official campaign, and they only promote two badges to be worn while travelling, a baby on board badge and a new trial badge as well, for people with hidden disabilities.